All right. That's what happens when you get old. All right. I'll show you about, I've got about 20-some slides. This is a fellow that I met in Kenya. You'll notice his two shoes. This guy is 93 years old. And the next day, he came. This is where I was staying. He came to talk with me that night. And the next day, I saw him going out with a big hoe to his garden. He's still working his garden. He's 93 years old. And he had quite a story to tell. He was in the Kenyan Imperial Army back before, way before independence, 1947. He started talking about being in the army. And I had a wonderful time, a wonderful Christian fellow. Okay, next one. Okay, I went to the school to teach. What I'm doing is I'm teaching a multilingual education. I'm teaching, showing teachers, I'm not teaching, I don't speak these languages, I'm showing teachers how to teach children in their own language in kindergarten, first grade, second grade. And there's a lot of evidence, it's just common sense. You can't teach children if they can't understand the language. So I do not believe in teaching them a foreign language, and that's what we did in Papua New Guinea starting in 81, and it's just grown from that. So what I do is I go and I take these teachers and I train them how to teach in their own language. And the Kenyan policy is you can teach in your own language. You teach in your own language, you teach in Swahili, and you teach in English. The thing is, no teacher's college shows you how to do it. And that's the reason I'm there. I asked the guy from this language, he said, would you, when I met him in seminary in 2007, he said, would you come and help me, our people? He says, I helped the Bible Society translate the Bible, the New Testament, into my language. I was a supervisor for it. Because most of the people can't read. And another thing, I figure if you're going to translate the Bible, you're going to translate it for a literate society. We don't have to need people who can stand up and read the scriptures, read it meaningfully. So I went. And now this is a classroom. Can you imagine? Our schools today, it's not quite like Withersburg High School, is it? But this is the staff that I was training. You see me standing back there in a corner. But that's what the children have too. That's their desk, homemade desk. All right, going ahead. I'll try to get next one. Okay, these are the teachers. We're in that teacher training. And the fellow you can see down in the front with a white shirt on, he was the pastor who went to seminary. He's the one who invited me to come and to do the course. And these are the teachers. Next. And now this one, and the pastor there.